one of the things that we really noticed from doing this campaign last year, working with small businesses, is that small business is about community. We saw that over and over in the stories that we told, and that was just amplified when we were here. Like this community really came together, and we felt that more than any other place that we were during this process. That this place cared about each other. You rallied around each other, and that's the most impressive part of this.
So, did you thumb through and read through 10,000 essays to get it down to where you did? I mean, you didn't visit 10,000 places.
We did not. No. Okay. And of those 10,000, it was probably from about 1,500 communities. So a lot, we got a lot of duplicates in. And we went through, you know, a lot of them. We had certain criteria. If the town was maybe too small for us to do something with, that kind of eliminated them. If they were too big. We had some, suburbs that would fell into our numbers criteria. But if you're a 40,000 person suburb and you don't really have a downtown, that kind of defeats the purpose of what we tried to do. So, yeah, we went through as many as we could. We did a lot of online searching, trying to look at what the towns looked like. What does the downtown look like? We did some stealthy things, we would have somebody call up and ask questions and not tell them, who we were from.
Well, that was you? No, I think it was Julie. I'm just kidding. That's cool. That is so cool. So then you narrowed it down to us two. Yeah. Silverton and us.
We had a short list of probably about 10 at one point. But then when we did do the actual filming, we came and narrowed it down to the two, and then that's what we released online. And you saw, if people have watched the two mini documentaries on the two towns, I mean, it's pure storytelling. Deluxe loves small businesses, and we're in this to raise awareness about who we are, but we're not selling anything in those pieces. This is all about showing what is great about small businesses and small towns, and I thought that really came through.
So the partnership with Robert Hershevik, did I say it right?
Yes.
First time, and I got it right, from Shark Tank. How did that start out?
Last year when we started the small business revolution, we were trying to figure out, we needed a national spokesperson to help us take it over the top and get more national recognition. So Shark Tank was a natural fit, what they do with entrepreneurs. And so we started looking into who would be a good spokesperson. And, he's kind of seen as the shark who really understands small businesses and entrepreneurs. And so we reached out to his people and said, this is what we want to do. He came on board, so he's our national spokesperson for this project. And he's a partner. He does a ton of things over and above, what we're asking of him. He tweets out a lot. And he just loves sharing the story. So it's going to be fun to, have him come to Wabash and work with the businesses and, get to see your great community.
That is awesome. Yeah. That is so cool. Julie's not going to talk to us today. Is that what the deal is? She's like, no, not going to do it. We are so happy to have you here in town. I mean, we're thrilled. You can obviously understand how thrilled we are to be chosen and just to be thought of, first of all, before the thing even, came about yesterday. But, it has rejuvenated this entire community, and I'm sure that's part of what you wanted to have happen.
Yeah, and that was kind of a byproduct of what we were wanting to do, but just seeing, hearing Steve Downs yesterday and the mayor talk about how this community has come together and how you feel a new sense of pride and camaraderie. Yeah, I mean, that's gratifying to us, because that's really what we really do want to start a movement. We want more people talking about small businesses, and we want more people talking about small towns, and that's super important to us, and it's important to us as a company. And so we feel great about that, and we're really excited to be in Wabash, and we're looking forward. We're going to have a film crew downtown for several weeks, so you're going to see a lot of activity. It's going to be great.
Very, very cool.